This is a Humanware podcast.
Victor Reader Stream by Humanware, version 4.4, a demonstration of the new podcast app. Podcasts are audio recorded files from the internet that provide an incredible source for information, education, and entertainment. However, many people find it difficult to find and download the recorded audio files from podcast websites. It is also possible to install apps on your computer or mobile device to allow you to subscribe to podcast feeds and download their episodes. Many also find this subscription method overly complex. Well, if you own a new generation Victor Reader Stream, subscribing and listening to podcasts is now easier than ever. Like all other content on the stream, the new podcast app in version 4.4 is accessed using the simple bookshelf navigation stream users are familiar with. If you know how to use the stream bookshelf to find your book and navigate the chapters, then you also know how to find the new podcast bookshelf and navigate the episodes of podcast feeds. Let's see how it works. The new podcast bookshelf is within the stream's online bookcase, so I will locate the round online button above key 2 and press it to reach the online bookcase.
Airplane mode, on. Bookshelf, NLS Bard, 0. Books.
Search for NLS Bard books.
The stream is alerting me that airplane mode is on, meaning that I cannot connect to the internet. I will press and hold the same online button to turn off airplane mode.
Airplane mode, off.
Just wait a moment.
Connected to Wi-Fi.
Now, my stream is connected to my Wi-Fi network, so it can access the internet. I am currently on the NLS Bard bookshelf, which is also new to version 4.4, and is demonstrated in a separate Humanware podcast. I will press key 1 multiple times to reach the new podcast bookshelf.
Bookshare, 3. Books.
Internet radio,
2.
Playlists.
References,
0.
Files.
Podcasts,
0.
Podcast feeds. Add podcast feed.
Here is the new podcast bookshelf. Since I have not yet subscribed to any podcast feeds, the stream is offering to add a feed. I will press confirm.
Title search.
This is a search menu. This first item lets me search for the title of a new feed. I can press up or down arrows, keys 2 or 8, to see what other search options I have.
Browse by category.
I will press confirm here to get a list of podcast feed categories.
Arts.
The first category is arts. I can press up or down arrows keys 2 or 8 to move through this list of categories.
Comedy. Education. Kids and family. Health.
Education is a category that interests me, so I'll move back up to education.
Kids and family. Education.
And press confirm to get a list of its podcast feeds.
Please wait.
Found results.
200.
Select a podcast feed and press confirm to subscribe.
1.
NPR topics. Education podcast. NPR.
Wow, that was fast. The stream has just searched the internet and found 200 podcast feeds in the education category. I can move back and forth through the list with the left and right arrows, keys 4 and 6.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
3.
PBS NewsHour, Topics, Education.
I enjoy TED Talks, so I'm going to move back to TED Talks.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
I can press key 5 to get more information about this feed.
What should future schools look like? How do brains learn? Some of the world's greatest educators, researchers, and community leaders share their stories and visions on stage at the TED Conference, TEDx events, and partner events around the world. You can also download these and many other videos free on TED.com, with an interactive English transcript and subtitles in up to 80 languages. TED is a nonprofit devoted to ideas worth spreading.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
To subscribe to this podcast feed, all I need to do is press confirm.
You are subscribed to a new podcast feed.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
That's all there is to it. This is a good time to introduce another new feature of Stream version 4.4. I can press and hold the Confirm key to announce my battery status and the status of any downloads.
Battery powered, 89%.
Downloads info, podcasts. Current download,
13%.
Huge downloads,
2.
Stream told me that there is a download in progress and 2 more downloads pending. Why is this? The stream is configured by default to download the 3 most recent episodes of any feed that I'm subscribed to. So it is now downloading the 3 most recent episodes of TED Talks. Stream will let me know when each download completes. I'll pause the recording momentarily to let this first episode download. I've resumed the recording. We've almost completed the first episode's download. I'll press and hold the confirm key again to check.
Battery powered, 89%.
Downloads info, podcasts. Current download,
95%.
Huge downloads,
2.
It's almost done. Just wait a moment.
Podcast download completed.
I'll press and hold confirm again.
Battery powered, 89%.
Downloads info, podcasts. Current download,
29%.
Huge downloads,
1.
We now have the second episode downloading and the third one pending. I'll pause the recording again to let all 3 episodes download. I've resumed the recording. The third episode is almost downloaded.
Podcast download completed.
I'll press key 1 to exit the search and return to the podcast bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
Podcasts.
1.
Podcast feed.
1.
TED Talks Education. TED Conferences LLC.
3. New episodes.
And now we see that the podcast bookshelf has been populated with our new TED Talks feed, and it has 3 new episodes. New means I haven't yet listened to the episode. Let's add a second feed. You move back and forth through the list of feeds with keys 4 and 6. Just after the last feed on the bookshelf, or before the first feed, you will find an option to add a new feed. This option is also available on the Go To key above key 1. I'm positioned at the first and only feed, so I'll just press key 6.
Add podcast feed.
And here's the option to add the feed. I'll press confirm to add our second feed.
Browse by category.
I've just done a category search, so I'm going to press down arrow key 8 to see what other search options I have.
Humanware suggested podcasts.
Here is a list of feeds Humanware suggests you might be interested in. I'll press confirm to examine the list.
Please
found results.
13.
Select a podcast feed and press confirm to subscribe.
1.
NPR, Hourly News Summary Podcast, NPR.
The suggestion list begins with NPR, National Public Radio in the United States, because I have the English North American version of the Stream software installed. By the way, regardless of the language installed in your stream, you may use key 7 to go to the podcast configuration menu and choose a different region for the Humanware suggested podcast list. I can press key 4 and 6 to move back and forth through the suggested feeds of this list.
2.
Sarah Talk.
3.
Cool Blind Tech, coolblindtech.com.
4.
A Braille Forum Podcast, American Council of the Blind.
5.
Eyes on Success with hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy.
I can press key 5 to get a description of any of these feeds, and if I'm interested, I can add the feed simply by pressing confirm. I'll let you explore the Humanware suggestions yourself. For now, I'll press cancel and return to the search menu.
Humanware suggested podcasts.
And down arrow to the next search option.
Title search.
Here I will press confirm to search for a feed by its title.
Enter text to search.
The stream is now in multi-tap text entry mode. I can type a word or words in the title of the feed I want to find. Apple Vis, spelled APPLEVIS, is a popular feed for users of Apple's iDevices and Mac computers. To find it, I'm going to type Apple Vis.
A P P L E V I S.
And press fast forward to check my spelling.
Applevis. A-P-P-L-E-V-I-S.
And press confirm to search for it.
Please wait.
Found results.
1.
Select a podcast feed and press confirm to subscribe.
1.
Applevis podcast. Applevis.
Here it is. It's the only feed matching my search text, so I just need to press confirm to add the new feed.
Please wait.
You are subscribed to a new podcast feed.
1.
Applevis podcast. Applevis.
I am now subscribed to Applevis. Its 3 newest episodes will now be downloading. I'll press and hold the confirm key to check the battery and download status.
Battery powered. 88%.
Downloads info. Podcasts. Current download.
78%.
Huge downloads.
2.
Podcast download completed.
The first episode has just downloaded, and we heard that the other 2 were queued for downloading as well. I'll press key 1 to exit the feed search menu and return to the podcast bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
Podcasts.
2.
Podcast feeds.
1.
Applevis podcast. Applevis.
1.
New episode.
We now have 2 feeds on our podcast bookshelf. The Applevis already has its first new episode. Just like titles on any bookshelf, I can move back and forth through the list of feeds with keys 4 and 6.
Podcast download completed.
We just received our 2nd episode of Applevis. I'll press key 6 to move ahead to the TED Talks feed.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
3.
New episodes.
And I'll press confirm to open the list of 3 new episodes we have for TED Talks.
3.
Episodes.
1.
Lauren Hodge, Sri Bose plus Naomi Shah, award-winning teenage science in action.
New.
Again, all these episodes are tagged as new because I have not yet listened to them. Just like chat.
Podcast download completed.
We have our 3rd episode of Applevis already downloaded. Just like chapters in a book, I can move back and forth through the list of episodes with keys 4 and 6. I'll press key 6 to get to the 2nd episode.
2.
I Abdare, Building Blocks That Blink, Beep and Teach.
New.
And back to the 1st episode with key 4.
1.
Lauren Hodge, Sri Bose plus Naomi Shah, award-winning teenage science in action.
New.
I'll press key 5 to get a description of this 1st episode.
Description.
In 2011, 3 young women swept the top prizes of the 1st Google Science Fair. Lauren Hodge, Sri Bose and Naomi Shah described their extraordinary projects and their route to a passion for science. Filmed at TEDx Women.
And I can press play to listen to the episode.
If you were going to a restaurant and wanted a healthier option, which would you choose?
I can press keys 2 and 8 to select my navigation level.
Time jump, 30 seconds. Time jump, 5 minutes.
Episodes.
Stream will always offer to navigate by episode, and in addition, it'll offer any time jump intervals you've set up in the configuration menu. I'm the episode level, so I'll press key 6 to reach the 2nd episode.
2.
I Abdare, Building Blocks That Blink, Beep and Teach.
New.
I'll press play to start listening, and then press key 6 to show that I can also jump by episode while in playback mode. And now press key 6. And here's the 3rd episode starting playing. Supposing I don't want this episode, I can press key 3 to delete it.
Delete episode.
I can press key 3 a second time to move the episode from internal memory to my SD card.
Move episode to SD.
Since all episodes are downloaded to internal memory, if you wish to keep an episode permanently, it's a good idea to move it to your SD card to free up internal memory for other downloads. I can press key 3 a third time.
Prevent auto-delete of episode.
When Stream downloads episodes automatically, it replaces the oldest episode in internal memory with the newly downloaded episode. You can use this option to mark an episode so that it is not automatically deleted. Note that each of these three functions on the key 3 require that you press the confirm key to activate them. Press key 1 to return to the podcast bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
Podcasts.
2.
Podcast feeds. 2.
TED Talks Education. TED Conferences LLC.
Note that TED Talks no longer reports 3 new episodes, because I have listened, even if briefly, to each of them. Let me back up with key 4 to the AppleVis feed.
1.
AppleVis Podcast. AppleVis.
3.
New episodes.
And we see that it now has its 3 new episodes, which we have not yet listened to. Supposing I have many feeds, but I want to list only the feeds that have new episodes. While browsing the bookshelf, I can press keys 2 and 8 to list
new,
only feeds with new episodes, or press 8 again,
all,
list all the feeds. Let me select new,
new,
and now press key 6.
Add podcast feed.
1.
AppleVis Podcast. AppleVis.
3.
New episodes. Add podcast feed.
You can see that I'm now only listing the AppleVis feed because it's the only one with new episodes. If I press key 8 to return to list all feeds.
All.
Now press key 6.
1.
AppleVis Podcast. AppleVis.
3.
New episodes.
And press key 6 again.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
Now I've reset my filter to list all the feeds. Suppose that I want to unsubscribe from this TED Talks feed. I can press the Manage Books key 3.
Unsubscribe from podcast feed.
And press Confirm.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
Press the Confirm key to confirm, or any other key to cancel.
I don't really want to unsubscribe, so I'm going to press the cancel key.
Cancelled. 2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
I'm positioned at the TED Talks feed. Press confirm key to open the feed and get the list of episodes.
3.
Episodes. 3.
Franz E. Wahl, Moral Behavior in Animals.
Here's the third episode. Is there a way to get a new episode without waiting for Stream to automatically download it? Yes, indeed. The Stream offers an option to manually get more episodes. While browsing the episode list, you can find this function prior to the first episode on the list or just after the last episode on the list. Since I'm pointed to the third and last episode on the list, I'll press key 6 to find this function.
Get more episodes.
And there it is. I press confirm to activate it.
46.
Episodes.
1.
Nancy Lublin, Texting That Saves Lives.
New.
And here's a list of 46 new episodes that are available for the TED Talks podcast feed. At either end of this list is an option to return to the list of downloaded episodes we just came from. That option is also available on the go-to key. I can move back and forth through the list of episodes with keys 4 and 6.
2.
Joshua Foer, Feats of Memory Anyone Can Do.
3.
Nathan Wolfe, What's Left to Explore?
New.
4.
Terry Moore, Wise X, The Unknown?
New.
Of course, all these 46 episodes are tagged as new because I have not yet downloaded and listened to them. I can get a description of any of these episodes by pressing key 5. Or if I wish to download any of the episodes, just press the confirm key. I'll press key 1 to return to the podcast bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
Podcasts.
2.
Podcast feeds.
2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
To conclude, I'll show how you can adjust the settings for automatic download in the podcast configuration menu. You might imagine that if you've subscribed to several dozen feeds, and there are up to 3 episodes downloading automatically for each feed, then your stream could become quite busy downloading. In the configuration menu, I can set the number of episodes to download automatically, or I can set to download episodes manually. I'll press key 7 multiple times to reach the podcast configuration menu.
Menu. Wireless. General. Internet radio. Podcasts. Downloaded podcast episodes to keep.
3.
Episodes.
And indeed, we see that the stream is set to keep 3 episodes for each feed. I can increase this value by pressing the right arrow key 6.
4.
Episodes.
5.
Episodes.
The maximum is 10, or I can reduce it by pressing key 4.
4.
Episodes.
3.
Episodes.
2.
Episodes.
1.
Episode. Manual only.
The value of 0 means no episodes will be downloaded automatically. In this case, I must manually download all the episodes for all of my feeds, and I must also manually delete the episodes. This is my preference, so I'm going to press Confirm to select this setting.
Selected.
And Cancel to exit the menu.
Leaving menu. 2.
TED Talks Education, TED Conferences LLC.
Now the stream will no longer automatically download podcast episodes. To manually download an episode, you need to use the Get More Episodes function, located before the first episode or after the last episode in an episodes list. We're done. That's all there is to using the new version 4.4 to find, download, listen to, and manage podcasts. Don't forget, the stream can update its own software. If your stream is connected to a Wi-Fi network, then just press the round online button and the stream will connect to the internet and automatically download and install the new version of software. After updating, check your text bookshelf and read the release notes to learn about other features of the new version. And don't forget, the most extensive information is always available in the built-in DAISY user guide, which you can reach by pressing and holding key 1 from anywhere. Why wait? Update your stream now. And best of all, it's free due to Humanware's continued commitment to its stream customers.